In this People and Performance podcast, we consider ways to develop leaders so they gain the mindset and tools needed to drive performance and meet company goals. Our guest this time is Najib Ahmed, founder and principal of Pennington Human Dynamics, an international organizational effectiveness consulting firm dedicated to improving organizational performance and capability through the power of leaders, teams, and organizational climate change. Najib is an experienced leadership consultant, coach, and leader whose career has spanned over 25 years across various industries, business transformations, and geographies. Najib, it's a pleasure to have you today. Could you just introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit more about the mission of Pennington Human Dynamics?
Sure, Chris. Great to be on the show with you here today. My name is Najib Ahmed, and I co-founded Pennington Human Dynamics with my partner, Scott Willett, 13 years ago, after serving 20 years on the inside in various companies and industries. The mission of Pennington is, put simply, to improve the world through the power of leaders and teams. And we're deeply committed to that mission and that purpose. Our core practice areas as a firm include a few areas. One is building leader capability. And this is through things like executive coaching, leader development programs, especially at the top of the house, high potentials, et cetera. Second area is optimizing mission critical teams. Third area is aligning people and organizations to their strategy. And then finally, building internal organizational effectiveness capability or building the internal advisory capability. So those are the key areas that we play in.
Thanks, Najib. This is Bill. Listen, I've just got to say before I go any further, I was having a lot of fun with Chris and Najib before we hit record today. He's a funny man, so you should totally connect with him and just have a bit of fun. But anyway.
No, you're too kind, Bill.
Well, it's true, sir. It's true. Let's continue through, though. So senior team leadership requires a continued intentional focus on the team's purpose, people, design, and climate, of course. Yeah. The Pennington Team Performance Spotlight, copyrighted, is an assessment tool that provides a framework and common language for assessing and diagnosing current and future team performance. Can you now tell us a bit about how your team optimization process accelerates senior team performance by integrating team and leader assessments with development planning, executive coaching, and real world application to drive and reinforce new team dynamics and practices?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to say it's magic, but it's a little bit more straightforward than that. So through the team optimization process that you mentioned, we work with mission critical leadership teams. So either the top of the house or next level or two down, typically, although the same principles apply for any team. So we work with an intact team over a period of several months connected to their business cycle. So let's say 4 to 6 months as a default. And through that time, we help them rapidly develop practices, tighten their interpersonal dynamics, and build a team climate or how they operate together that they can apply to the daily work of leading the organization. And hopefully then over that time, it becomes a bit more of their team DNA, if you will. Our process follows our core model of team performance that starts with developing greater clarity about the team's strategic intent. So what does the team aspire to achieve? Secondly, their strategic identity, which is who do they want to be? What reputation do they want to have? And then finally, the capabilities they need. What do they need to be able to do to get there? So with an understanding and clarity around that, team members can then explore the implications for them as a team, and then in some ways, more importantly, as individual members of the team, how do they need to show up? What do they need to do in light of that? And is there anything different about that than the past? With that, through our assessment, they get deep insight into how they're currently doing against each dimension of that, identify gaps they have, and then identify how they want to address. So typical gap analysis, you know, between here and there, what do they need to focus on? And then throughout our process of working with them, we weave together parallel work streams, you know, assessments for deep individual collective insight, in-person team sessions, you know, 1 day, 2 day, virtual team check-ins, sort of the connective tissue over that time so things don't lose momentum. And then we have particular work with the team leader because throughout that entire process, the team leader gets insights not about just about their own leadership, but also, frankly, about each member of the team. It's a great talent assessment, if you will. And often that leads to questions, affirmations of things they thought, questions, surprises, et cetera. So those streams working in concert with each other. Sometimes we also do individual team member coaching, not development coaching, but really focused on how can I as a team member show up more effectively for the sake of what we're trying to do together. So that together is what we call our team optimization process.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Let's talk a little bit more about the leadership side of things. And so Pennington aims to help leaders embrace and apply a new mindset to performance. Can you maybe take a minute or two and explain how that works and why it matters?
Yeah, certainly. So at Pennington, we're not interested in one-time performance. So, you know, let's get something done for the immediate sense and then forget about it. That's not us. What we are interested in is sustained performance with impact. So to that end, we found that leaders and people like us, frankly, in our field, often focus too much on what leaders need to do, you know, the behaviors, the leadership attributes, et cetera, which is important, but it's insufficient. Overall, over, let's say, the last 10 to 15 years, there's been a real positive movement toward also embracing the how, you know, leadership behaviors, competencies, et cetera. So the what and the how, but that's still missing a key ingredient, which to us is where it all begins, which is the mindset. So our mindset, or how we choose to show up in a given situation, really sets the table for everything. That's what enables us to step into a situation with intention rather than just sort of showing up and hoping it goes well, and allows us to then really focus on the impact we want to have through our behaviors, through the environment that our behaviors create for others, and how that ultimately drives the outcomes we seek. So mindset really sets the table for everything.
Excellent, Najib. Thank you so much. Hey, back in December of 2021, not too long ago, at the Future of Employee Experience, how do they pronounce their acronym? FOEX? Do they use that? FOEX? Or is it just
Employee
Experience?
I don't know.
Well, all right. So anyway,
well, now you've just coined one, Chris.
I did, FOEX. And by the way, employee experience is critical to everything that we're working with, and we've been talking about it with other guests too. So anyway, during that time, you presented something called, quote, "Organizational Climate Change is Real. What's Causing It?" Unquote. So can you tell us about the session and what you had hoped for the learning outcomes were for those who participated in it?
Sure. We tried to be provocative with a catchy title. That was actually a working session and dialogue with about a dozen or so HR leaders from different companies and industries that was part of a broader HR conference. So it was a dedicated sub-session, if you will. And it was great timing because at that time, end of last year, everyone had lived through COVID and virtual or some kind of hybrid work for at least 18 or more months. And everyone there then had some great examples of resilience and success, as well as some tales of woe. So it was great to check in on all of that. The big takeaway for all of us from that dialogue was that the teams, functions, or overall business units that had the best business outcomes were those where the leaders of that team, function, et cetera, focused intentionally on the environment, or what we call the climate they created for employees. You know, what does it feel like? So the leaders who did that with intention found that the business outcomes were actually the best. The aha there is that's exactly what we saw prior to COVID. And a great reminder for all of us that the fundamental role of leaders, which we believe is to be climate creators, enablers of others, has not changed. And as we emerge into whatever comes next, it's going to be the same thing. The context may have changed, but that fundamental purpose of leaders to create the climate for others is unchanged. So we found that, sure, we face different constraints, but we also have had the same opportunity to embrace different or new ways of connecting, engaging, empowering, and creating clarity, which is what leadership's always been about. And that was the big takeaway.
Excellent, Najib. Let me just do a follow-up for that. So on that, when you look at it, you know, from what I'm hearing, and we can validate this or, you know, not, it sounds like, you know, it's not just a role of leadership, you know, before the pandemic and after.
Right.
But it's also something that you have to continue to evaluate and to monitor and to maintain and make adjustments along the way. Is that a fair statement coming out?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And to your question, what may change and will change is the context. So the context sets the table for everything. But in light of that, the core questions. What are the implications for what I need to do and how I need to show up? How well positioned am I for that? And then let me step in and do it, all for the sake of my job as a leader is to enable the performance and success of others. It's never about me.
Wonderful. Thank you. That kind of rolls then right into my next question that I have for you here. And I'm going to spotlight a couple we are spotlight, but I'm going to highlight a couple of your other tools that are down here. So as you talk about the leader and the context of setting the leader and putting him in the proper areas. So as your team helps companies to define the quality standards for leaders in the context of their strategy and assess their readiness to deliver, can you explain to Bill and I, and as well as to our listeners, how using the Pennington's Leader Spotlight 360 assessment, the leading indicator, and other tools that you have, how you deliver actionable insights about the capability, motivation, mm-hmm. and the readiness of your current and prospective leaders to excel?
Yeah, absolutely. And you just set that up beautifully from the last question around as context changes. So I'll give you the short answer. We could wonk out about this, but for us, at its core, everything begins with a business context. So we don't believe that there's any universal truth of what exactly a leader needs to do. Our question would always be, in what context? So business context sets the table. That then allows you to understand what are the implications of that relative to what leaders need to do in a given organization, team, et cetera, and how they need to show up to be effective in that light. From there, at the core for us is our leadership framework and philosophy that frankly builds on research going back to the 50s and beyond. So it's at least 60, 70 years. And what that does is provides a cause-effect understanding of how someone's wired, what we call the whole self, their effectiveness demonstrating the core leadership behaviors, what they need to do in a given situation. And this is both in terms of getting the work done, but more importantly, doing it through others. How they do that in a way that creates the environment for others to be more inclined and feel enabled to do what they're capable of, and then ultimately the organizational performance and results that drives. So that cause-effective relationship from how the person is wired, what drives them, their self-identity, how they manage their energy, all the way through the behaviors they demonstrate in a way that hopefully creates the environment where others can thrive, so that results are what they aspire to. And there's a lot of research and experience behind that, but that's the essence of it. Our Leader Spotlight 360 provides insight into each one of those dimensions. A little bit of a look at the whole self, 360 feedback on the behaviors and how others are experiencing them, the climate they're creating for their organization, and then ultimately the ability to see how that's driving performance. The reason we created our assessment is that, as far as we can tell, it's the only single instrument that provides insight into all of that. You can get there in other ways. You can patch together insights from a traditional 360, from some values or motives work, from some personality assessments, et cetera. So you can patch those together as long as they're creating that whole story of cause effect. That's the key.
Beautiful. I love that. Najib, you're not going to believe this, but we are already running out of time, I'm afraid. Wow. I know, right? But we're doing it in one take, so I really appreciate that in terms of an editing perspective. Just a couple more questions for you before we do wrap up, though. Sure. And the next one, we ask all of our guests this question, okay? Although you are very special to us, of course, you're not special for this particular question, but your answer, I'm sure, will be. And it is as follows. From a culture and people processes perspective, what does a high performing company mean to you? And by the way, that answer could be a one word answer, although that would make it a very short podcast, or it could be a very long answer. Go for it.
Well, I'll give you a two word answer, but then I'll elaborate what it means. For us, a high performing company is what we would call a quote complete organization, and complete spelled P-L-E-A-T, and Bill, you'll appreciate this, the old English spelling. The reason for that is for us, complete means to have all of the necessary elements or attributes to achieve what one desires. And a complete organization for us means that it is an organization that has all of the necessary elements and attributes to achieve continued performance against its goals while also having a positive impact in the world. So for us, a complete organization, or what we consider a high-performing one, is one that both achieves and the world benefits as a result.
Excellent, Najib. Excellent. Hey, before I get to my last moment here, just to give you, let you do the shout out about yourself.
Yeah.
Can you tell our listeners one of your leadership retreat things that you guys do with fishing rods? I find this fascinating.
It just happens to involve fishing. Yes, we have developed a program that we call the Complete Leader, PLEAT. And the whole notion there is to take senior business leaders, business owners, away from the day-to-day rat race of work, and literally and metaphorically put them in an environment where they can address, you know, unplug, recharge, and address what we call a perplexing problem, a question, a problem, a conundrum that's really important to them, where they can come at it in a way that they wouldn't be able to do back at work. We build in attributes of mindfulness. We use fly fishing in particular as a way to literally feel through mind-body connection how, when you're centered and when you're connected, you can be more effective in addressing a problem, a situation. People also learn how to assess the environment or context and notice minute things that they often would gloss over. And literally stepping into that environment, it creates all sorts of connections and insights. We do it in pretty cool places. Most of them have been in Idaho on the Henry's Fork of the Snake River, which if anyone is a fly fisher person, they know that's iconic. We've also done it in Western Pennsylvania. And next February, a year from now, we'll be in Northern Patagonia and Chile. We've done 6 or 7 sessions, and they have far exceeded our greatest hopes.
Awesome. So if any listeners want to go fly fishing and come to an inner peace with yourself about what you're thinking and doing as a leader, just give a shout out to Najib.
Absolutely.
And how can people, that transitions me into my next piece, how can our listeners learn more about you and Pennington Human Dynamics?
Well, the easiest way is to please check out our website, www.penningtonhd.com. You can find out more about us, what we do, how we do it. You'll see a link for the Complete Leader there. And then how's this for a teaser? We will also be announcing some new and we think pretty cool and exciting ways that we'll be creating and engaging with our community around some of the topics that are important to us, complete organizations, some of the things we've talked about here. So coming soon. So please check out our website.
Excellent, Najib. Hey, thank you so much for the time today. It was a pure pleasure. We didn't talk to our leaders, or to our people here, but we've worked together in the past. This has been a great conversation today. Thank you for sharing your expertise and your organization's efforts and what you're doing to help leaders be more effective, organizations be more in line, and to be better performing along the way. So thank you for everything, and we wish you well.
No, thank you, guys. I really appreciate the chance to speak with you. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Thanks. Take care. I know nothing about fly fishing, but you make me want to learn about it.
Okay. It's pretty freaking cool.
And listeners, until next time, thanks very much for listening.
This podcast is supported by Fidelo Inc., a consulting firm specializing in improving human performance. Through their products and services, Fidelo helps clients design, develop, and implement strategic integrated human resource processes and systems. Learn more at fidelo.com. That's FIDELLO.com.